Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Linda Crone with St. Mary's Church in Riverside. We'll discuss the Riverside Tour of Gardens. We'll start off by talking about how it all got started.
Actually, it was an idea of Regina Snyder's. The church was wanting to do some landscaping around our new education center. She's very involved in her garden, and she just decided, hey, let's just do a little garden tour and raise some money, and we can buy the shrubs and the flowers we need to put around the education center. And she did. She did a very good job, and people just loved it, the tour, coming to it and seeing the garden. So then we decided to try it again this year.
So the funds raised from the first one went towards some landscaping there at the church?
Yes, it did. And we added on to our existing hall. We added on some classrooms and an education center is what the building is called now. So that's where we put the landscaping at that time.
How does it look?
Oh, it looks very nice. She did a really good job. Regina loves to garden, and she herself goes to many garden of tours. So I think since that was her interest, she just thought, hey, let's have one here too.
You have a couple families welcoming people into their gardens. How did you find people who were interested in participating?
I think what we did is those that we knew had nice gardens, we just approached them, or we asked members of the church if they would like to open up their homes and their gardens. So we arrived at six different gardens here at Riverside.
All righty. And is it a self-guided tour, or how will this work?
Well, it is. What we do is we have the six gardens, and they're located, two are located north of Riverside, and the other four are south of Riverside. So when the people come, they can go and start at any home that they want to, and they can pay their $5 fee, and we will give them a map of the locations, and then they can just go to the homes as they want and take their time and do it that way.
Are you asking that people register ahead of time, or do you just show up?
Oh, no, you just show up. You can go to any garden you want, and the map will kind of take them from one home to the other home. But they can actually go to any of the homes, or if they want to skip some, depending on their time frame that they have. So it is come as you want and go where you want.
When is this taking place?
It is Sunday on June 30th, and it is from 12 to 5 p.m. And if there should happen to be rain that day, we will reschedule it for Sunday, July 14th from 12 to 5 p.m.
Well, I appreciate your time here. Is there anything that you'd like to add about this tour?
At one of the locations, the members of St. Mary's Church, all of our great bakers, are going to make homemade pie, and we will be serving homemade pie and ice cream, and that will be located at the Gary and Linda Crone residence at their garden. So they may purchase homemade pie and ice cream.
Homemade, that's usually an incentive, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I hope so. One other thing is, if anybody has any questions about the tour, they can certainly call Gina, and her phone number is 319-325-4580.
Lastly here, where should people start if they want to grab that map?
I'm going to give you two different locations. I'll give you the northern location, which is north of Riverside, and the address is 1054 Bluegrass Drive, Riverside. And then the most southerly location would be 2776 188th Street, and that is an Ainsworth address, although that really is just south of Riverside. So they can start at either one of the ends and then continue on.
That was my conversation with Linda Crone with St. Mary's Church in Riverside. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.